Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota was the 21st state to ratify the 19th Amendment, which gave women voting rights in the United States. Now a traveling art project seeks to commemorate the 36 states, including South Dakota, who ratified the amendment by inviting artists to design a stripe on a large-scale collaborative art flag called Her Flag. South Dakota artist Claire Lockhart designed South Dakota's stripe with a graphic nod to the long-fought back for women's equality. And Claire Lockhart joins us from the SDPB studios in Vermilion. Hey, Claire, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First of all, you're such a fun artist. And the last time we talked to you, we had such a great conversation. So I was excited. Many wonderful artists in the state. And I was excited to see that you were chosen for this. So congratulations.
Thank you. I am honored to represent South Dakota on this national work of art.
Here we are on the radio. So we're going to have to describe this graphic nod to women's suffrage in South Dakota and the dinosaurs. Tell us a little bit about what your stripe looks like and how you kind of tried to, you know, because you're an artist with your individual expression, but you're speaking for all of us in so many ways, way back to the to the dawn of time. So tell us a little bit about the dinos.
Okay, so first of all, I am using dinosaurs as a metaphor because women have been fighting for equal rights since the dawn of time. I also want to preface that my artwork incorporates my humor with it because when I'm using really important messages like women's rights, I have to make my topic, my subject approachable for my audience. And by using these dinosaur toys, I'm being more whimsical and allowing the audience to come in and engage with my art on like a silly kind of level before they can dive in and see that I'm incorporating like these deeper, more important things like women fighting for the right to vote. And I used South Dakota dinosaurs specifically because we have, I call the artwork Suffragist Sue, and that's after Sue the T-Rex, of course. And so when I made this artwork, I made little suffrage outfits for all the dinosaurs. Like I sewed little tiny hats, I made the votes for women sashes, and then have them holding banners from protests that would have the South Dakota Universal Franchise League and the other organizations that were an actual historic part of South Dakota 100 years ago.
And one of the things I love about this, as a parent who had a daughter who was super into dinos during that age when kids get into dinos, is that often dinosaur, you know, the idea of dinosaurs belongs to boys. I mean, if you're going to go into, you know, a children's clothing store and find a dinosaur T-shirt, you're going to have a hard time finding it sized, you know, for your daughter or in the girls' section. Because so the sort of the reclaiming of this great dinosaur love tradition, the little teeth and the fierceness of that fight also kind of gave me a little bit of delight as a parent. So thanks for
that. Oh, yeah. It's hard to find anyone who didn't go through that dinosaur phase when they were a child. And half the dinosaurs were women, so it's important to include them.
You say Myosaurus was one of our favorites because she was a good mother. And so you learn all these little stories about what kind of parents the dinosaurs were as part of this this narrative exploration. And now they have their suffrage hats on. Tell me about, you know, let's talk about art and politics and art and humor, and art and humor and politics, this sort of trifecta of how all these things fit together. And I want to get at this broader idea of what you see your role as an artist is to be part of that story.
Well, at its core, I believe that artists who are making actual art, not just decoration, need to have a voice. And women's rights pops up a lot in my artwork because I happen to have been born a woman. Well, to quote Simone de Beauvoir, one is not born but becomes a woman. But anyway, it's important for me to establish my place in the history of art as a woman artist because we don't have as much representation. And so I was really excited to be part of the Her Flag project because the artist who coordinated this entire collaboration is Marilyn Artis, and she's working with 36 other women artists from across the country, from one from each state, that voted to ratify the 19th Amendment. And it's this celebration of the accomplishments of the women and people who made this push to change our democracy.
And she sews it into the, does she do the actual, you know, the machine work to sew the flag together then?
Yes, she's in the process of traveling to each capital of each state in order. So she came to South Dakota in January, and we were the 21st state. And so my flag, my stripe on the flag is the 21st one down. And the flag is 26 feet wide. So she is physically sewing these extremely long stripes on in each capital for this grand celebration and performance.
And where does this culminate? Where is it going to be displayed?
It's still a work in progress. And I know the last stripe is in Tennessee, and that will be added in August of this year for the 100th celebration, 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. And I'm not sure exactly where all the places it will go, but I'll be sure to share it as soon as I know.
The website for people to follow along is herflag.com. And then we also have a public broadcasting digital short on our website, sdpb.org, that Brian Gevick put together, that you can also see the flag and hear Claire's story and also Marilyn Artis's story, the artist. And she talks, when you see it, when we talk about it, certain questions come to mind. When I watch the digital short and she kind of holds up, you know, where the size, the, you know, the scale of this art project, but also the names, you know, the states that are on there, it gave me this sense of how we talk about things today and this idea of being on the right side of history. Here we are 100 years later saying South Dakota made this choice on this date, and we acknowledge it, and we acknowledge what has come since and the limitations of it, the challenges of how we got there, who was left out. We talk about this, but there is this sense of pride that says, there we are. There are states that are not going to be on that flag. You know, we're number 21. And I'm wondering if you had that moment where you thought, what history are we living through now that we will fast forward 50 years, 100 years and say, you know, South Dakota got it right or South Dakota got it wrong? It makes you think more deeply about that, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. And like me personally, I believe it's important to make sure that we are being inclusive. And like when the 19th Amendment was originally ratified, it was supposed to give all women the right to vote. But we know looking back that Native American women didn't get that same voice, but we have these important leaders such as Zeke Kala Shah, who helped work and advocated for Native American women to be able to vote too. And so it's important that, like, today we are exercising our abilities within democracy to make positive changes and impact the future in important ways.
Marilyn says that that women's points out in her digital short, her interview that Brian Gevick did with her, that the women's suffrage movement really began in sewing circles. And you talk about ink on fabric as fiber arts being associated with women's work. Tell us a little bit, expand on that a little bit, if you will, this sense of, you know, a sewing needle and a piece of fabric being the fabric of who we are.
So I use a lot of fiber art in the body of work that I produce. And part of that is to speak to the history of women's work and artwork that women created in the past. And it's also a reference to like abstract art in the early 20th century, when a lot of men artists said that, behold, I've discovered the canvas is a flat surface. And then we have all the abstract movements after that. But women knew that, and we use fiber in our art as well. And so I made my piece with silkscreen printmaking, and so it's an ink on fiber process, because a lot of times fiber art is associated with women's art. And so I'm adding to the history of that art by making sure that I am incorporating that in my artwork to help uplift it and bring it into galleries and art centers as well.
You can follow along with the journey of this flag as it goes state to state at herflag.com, and go to sdpb.org for our story about Claire and the South Dakota stripe. So, Claire, what's next for you as an artist? What other sort of things are you, what's kind of exciting you right now about themes and ways to intersect them with your art?
Well, anybody that's following me on Instagram or Facebook knows I am incredibly busy. And last week, I actually started a Kickstarter project to crowdsource a new body of work I'm calling Claire Skull. And it's kind of a sarcastic nod at the notion that artists are supposed to suffer for their art. And so I am silk screening my own skull from a CT scan I had last year onto different surfaces. And it's on Kickstarter, so that way people who are interested in my art would be able to essentially pre-order it from me.
Yeah.
And I was doing research on other people who have done these projects around the area, and I might be the first person from Vermilion to successfully have a Kickstarter campaign. So I'm pretty excited about that Clear Nice. Skull series. But I'm also going to install an international art show that I'm hosting in Gallery 110 on the campus of University of South Dakota this week. That'll open up next week. And I'm doing a portrait of a suffragist for a museum that'll go in St. Paul later on this year. So I'm extremely busy, but it's all very exciting work.
All right. You will have to come back and tell us about that that exhibit as it opens, especially. And then we're going to have conversations throughout the summer about women's suffrage. So I'm sure we will be talking to you again. Claire Locker, thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing your time with me. I really appreciate it.
We'll see you next time.